A Jewish Journal article. Christiane Amanpour apologizes for Trump, not see comparison. CNN anchor Christiane Amanpour apologized for comparing President Donald Trump to the Nazis on November 13. Amanpour acknowledged that she should not have juxtaposed the 82nd anniversary of Kristallnacht, Night of the Broken Glass, with the Trump administration. Hitler and his evils stand alone, of course, in history, Amanpour said. I regret any pain my statement may have caused. My point was to say how democracy can potentially slip away, and how we must always zealously guard our democratic values. Jewish groups thanked Amanpour for her apology. Exactly, American Jewish Committee CEO David Harris wrote after tweeting out part of Amanpour's apology. Thank you, Christiane Amanpour. Stand with us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein, who is the daughter of Holocaust survivors, also tweeted, thank you at Amanpour for your apology. It means a lot to so many of us. You're sick, right, Hitler and the Holocaust stand alone in history and must not be compared to modern-day things we are concerned about. We must be careful with our words. Others didn't feel like the apology was sufficient. While she admitted that Trump isn't as bad as Hitler, she said nothing about her complete Jew-washing of Kristallnacht, Kiryas Joel School District Superintendent Joel M. Petlin tweeted. The thousands of victims of the pogrom were only the Jews of Germany and Austria. Say it. Sharat Hayden, the Israel-based law firm aimed at combating terrorists and protecting Jewish civil rights, also tweeted, as usual, apologies come too weak and too late. Their reach much lower than the original offense, at Amanpour and at CNN are repeat offenders of misrepresenting Israel and the Jews. Amanpour's initial remarks had drawn rebukes from the Israeli Ministry of Diaspora Affairs and the Anti-Defamation League, among others.